Listen to me very carefully.
You are listening to the Red Pill Corporation. How's it
going? My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt. I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose. I refuse to lose.
As a possible opponent.
I take all comers. I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers. Come one, come all. Because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
Yes, that's right. You were tuned into the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. Now, I'm going to tell you guys something here really quickly. Oh, you know, the way it gets really cold, it's cold here in Poland. You get into that mode where, you know, you've been working long hours and you've just been, you know, getting a lot of things done. And you just leave one of those windows open. That's... You go to bed and you get that hibernation mode. You just, it's so hard. It's like you don't want to get up. You got an alarm, but it's nice and frosty. You just, for me, I don't have a choice but to get up because, you know, once that alarm goes off, sometimes I beat that alarm by a minute and wake up myself. It's like I don't want to get up. And then in an instant say, ooh, yeah, there goes the pain. Oh, yeah. I get up. Because I got a purpose. And my purpose is to do this show. And whoops my ass. So that said, I'm here. You know, I don't drink coffee. I don't have anything cold or hot to drink. I had a Schweppes here, so but I'm gonna chuck along anyways. I've got my co-host here with me. I've got Kyler Davenport, who's returning back to the show. How you doing, Kyler?
Good, good, good. How are you all?
Oh, glad to have you back. And we also have Will Turbin. Still here with us.
How's it going tonight, gentlemen? Welcome back, Kyler.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. We just got off the air. We just did a great show on polygamy and the alpha male and the beta male.
You know, we're always going to have to be chasers of these topics on this show. You always have some great subjects to talk about. But for right now, we have a guest that has something he wants to talk about coming on the show. Oh, Will, will you go ahead and do the honors of introducing?
Yeah, so I recently met James via the interwebs, and he's a Marine Corps guy. He's also got a podcast that's just entering season two. And he's also a libertarian. I don't really want to speak much for him, but James, you there with us, brother?
Yeah, I'm here. How's it going?
Welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. I do have to correct you on one thing. I wasn't a Marine. I was a Navy sailor, so big difference. But...
Sorry about that.
No worries.
I did not know why I said that. Well, yeah, why don't you give people a little bit about your background and kind of what drove you to start doing what you're doing now? How'd that all occur?
Yeah, so I served 14 years in the U.S. Navy and grew up in a neoconservative family. Most of my family were Republicans, and I considered myself at the time, my younger age, a Republican, and was a big Bush supporter, and I was a supporter for the Iraq War, and then, you know, joined the Navy thinking that I was supporting freedom, and I was going to go out and help out with war efforts and whatnot, but it was in the Navy that I started to learn a lot from people. You know, the military is a big melting pot of people from different cultures, different walks of life, and started realizing that, you know, the way I was raised wasn't necessarily the truth. And the more and more I saw how things kind of unfolded while I was in the military, the more I questioned and the more research I had to do. And when that's how I found libertarianism. Found Ron Paul, found Gary Johnson, found people like yourself, and I just started to learn a lot more about the libertarian movement, and started to open my mind, started, like I like to call it, be enlightened. And fast forwarding to where we're at now with my podcast, Pace and Freedom, basically I was just kind of tired of arguing with people and losing friends, because I was very aggressive in my methods of spreading libertarianism and the message, the liberty message, which was very counterproductive and against kind of the main principle, the non-aggression principle. So I decided to change my tactics and started talking to people and starting to listen to people primarily. First listen, first understand where they're coming from, and then have the conversation. And I've learned that I've been winning a lot of more people over that way than, you know, trying to debate them or trying to argue with them.
Well, tell me how that differed. What was your old method like? And then when did you realize that that was a bad approach? And how does your new approach differ from the old one?
Well, you know, before it was just, you know, trying to argue their point, and basically trying to prove them wrong all the time. And sometimes, you know, it just gets a little heated. You get into these heated debates, and the next thing you know, you're calling them stupid, idiot, you know, ignorant. People don't like to hear those things, even if they are wrong. You know, it just, at that point, they'll close up, they'll clamp up, they don't want to listen anymore. The difference now is when I listen to them first, they open up a little bit more. Once they realize, hey, this guy's actually listening to what I'm saying, maybe I should give him the same chance and listen to what he has to say. And a lot of times what I've found, and what I found in my podcast, is we tend to, there's a lot of things that we already agree on. It's just the way we execute. Everybody wants to have their freedom. If you look at somebody from the left, you know, they have certain things that they want. And when I talk about the left and the right, I'm not talking about the politicians. I'm not talking about the people that are being elected. I'm talking about the actual people, the voter, the citizen. And most of them, they have their idea of what freedom is for them. And for some reason, they buy into that the person in the opposing side wants to take those freedoms away from them. So the only way to keep the freedoms that they want is to take away the opposing side's freedom. I know that kind of sound a little confusing. But for example, when I had a episode where we were talking about gay marriage, for example, you know, and I asked the person, you know, okay, I'm for gay marriage, right? I believe that any person should have the right to be with person of same sex or opposite sex, or, you know, if you want to marry your dog, I think that's great too. You know, you're your own person, as long as it's consenting between two adults, it's perfectly okay. So why do you want to take away, you know, why would you want to take away my rights to own a gun, for example? You know, I feel that that's my freedom. And her response was, to be honest, I don't really care about you owning a gun. What I'm afraid of is if I vote for the person that wants to protect your right to own a gun, they're going to take away my right to be able to marry the person I love. So that's kind of the idea that a lot of people have in this country, is that in order for me to protect the rights that I care about, I have to vote for your rights to be taken away. Once they see that that's not really the case, they start understanding that, you know, their rights are not being threatened if they just allow everybody to exercise their freedoms how they choose to without hurting the other person.
Now, staying on this topic briefly, I know V wants to jump here, but if you could just quickly expand upon this, because I think this is one of the most important things that we need to focus on as a community. I mean, it's great to preach to the choir and for all of us to learn new facts and for us to help each other sharpen our swords. That's great. But the most important thing is the solutions and methods. Have you found any other little best practices, maybe things that work better with conservatives, or maybe you couch things different with liberals?
I still am like practicing and trying to learn more about how to use this method, right? The biggest thing is to not be judgmental with the other person. You know, one of the things when you listen to like the intro of my podcast, you hear no labels, no judgment, just conversation. And it eases everything up. Instead of coming in and being clamped up and wanting to, you know, just defend yourself, you're allowing the other person to kind of express themselves and be more open to listening as well. So, I mean, I haven't really been able to practice it much with liberals. I've had a couple people from the left on my podcast, but it's a lot harder, it seems, to get Democrats, left-wing liberals onto my podcast. I think the most significant person I had, as far as like where we thought that we weren't going to agree on anything, was with Dennis Lambert. He's the presidential candidate in the Green Party. And I honestly, when I first talked to him, I thought, man, this is going to be very difficult because I can't see anything that I could possibly agree with him. So this is going to be interesting. And, you know, if you listen to that podcast and you hear us, there's actually a lot that we can do for each other. You know, it's just being able to respect the things that we may not agree on and not take it away from that person, but work in trying to succeed in those commonalities. You know, him and I, we agree on ending the drug war. We agree on bringing our troops back and stop fighting these regime change wars. You know, we agree on I was actually shocked that we agree on that we need to end Obamacare. And, you know, just the more we talk, the more we realize, hey, there's a lot of things that we can do for each other. And there's a lot of things that he wants to do with the Libertarian Party to try to end the duopoly that runs this country right now.
Well, you know, this whole libertarian and conservative, and these are just labels. Once you start using these labels, you have consented to playing the game.
Exactly.
It's all game. When you have somebody that wants to be gay and have gay marriage, and, you know, when it comes to your freedom, hey, do it. Mother Nature's going to take care of everything. If you're going to be a homosexual, guess what? You're not going to be having children. Your genes are not going to move forward. Okay? If you don't want gay people being around, let it happen. Okay? You feel right. So... this person shouldn't have a gun. He's going to kill himself or kill people. Well, that person is only going to be around people of like mind anyways. So if you think that's going to be the problem will take care of itself.
Exactly.
This idea of control, government, this idea, this made-up construct, the societal construct we call government, feeds on our insecurities, which gives them their authority. This is why they take their authority, and they will constantly create lines to divide and conquer. So they can, because the government does not believe in the sanctity of life. If you really think the government wants to protect you, secure you, then why is half of the United States annual earnings, the whole country, the money goes into the Department of Defense, making weapons, going and conquering the rest of the world. Yeah, you know, you guys are all safe here, you know, not letting it happen, but we're going to just go and kill off everybody else on the planet who doesn't believe in our way. That way so that you're safe. No, you just create more enemies that way.
Right.
And as long as there's that chaos and we're all talking against each other, it's like what if a rally was happening? You have one political presidential candidate here and the other on the other side debating, and just because the two have small disagreement, the entire, you know, assembly goes to a fight, turns to a riot. Why? Because something these two idiots said, who don't have your best interest at heart. Y'all gotta stop participating in the game. You gotta realize the real enemies are the ones presenting the problems to you, making you have to even think about it.
And you know, you bring up the point with the labels. As I said, you know, when you listen to my podcast in the intro, we say no labels. I try to avoid using any sort of label as far as, like, libertarian. I mean, everybody knows I'm a libertarian. It's out there. It's public. But, you know, liberal, conservative, when somebody comes on, we do our best not to label them. So that way, the people that are listening to the podcast will listen to the person, because as soon as I introduce somebody as a liberal or a conservative, right wing, left wing, or whatever, I know that the person from from the other tribe is just going to shut off their phone and not listen, right? And in my experience, in my personal experience, whenever I go talk to people or I, you know, that I don't know, and I don't tell them what side I'm on, 90% of the time, they agree with what I say, up until the point when they ask me, you're a Republican then, or you're a Democrat then, you know, and all excited thinking that I am the same as them, and actually, no, I'm a Libertarian, and then they just don't want to listen anymore. So
I'd like to jump in and say that on my show, and I've done a couple of thousand shows now, I always tell people that I'm a political atheist, and they always want me to explain that, and I do. I won't tonight, but I will on some other show when B and I have got time. I'm a political atheist, and I'm an observer. I'm a watcher, and I'm a journalist, and I report what's going on out there in the environment with people. And when I introduce people onto the show, I say I have someone here with some very interesting philosophies and concepts and ideas I would like for you all to take into consideration. And that seems to work for me every single time.
Well, we have to go to commercial break. We'll be right back, guys.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
All right, this is our short segment. We got about 6 minutes here to talk for our ID, station identification. So, Kyler, go ahead. I think you should talk a little bit more about that because, I mean, I'm anachronistic. People ask me who I am. I believe in self-rule. I'm anachronistic. So, please go ahead more into that.
Well, I like for people to also describe and define themselves. When people come on, they'll say, "I'm a conservative," and I say, "Well, please explain to us what a conservative is in your view." And they can't most of the time. What is a liberal? They can't most of the time. What is a moderate? They can't most of the time. So people like to use words, and we talked about this on the show the other night, make people pin them down on their words and on their definitions and on their terminology and on their linguistics, and offer up a suggestion to define what they are for you, because you really don't know what they're thinking. And I am a political atheist, and I'm also an anarchist in my own way. And I am a watcher and an observer, and I try to let people talk like the caller said. People love to talk about themselves. People had rather talk about themselves than do anything else in the world. And if you can just get them talking, and if you can learn to listen to them like the caller is doing, you can find out so much information, and they will fall in love with you for listening to them and respecting them and honoring their opinion. And then you can slowly begin to tell them about you. And if they have any brains at all and any respect at all, they will listen to you as you listened to them.
Well, speaking of which, I do believe we have a caller. Is that correct, Mike? Let's put him on. Caller.
Hello. Can you hear?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
You know,
yes. Go ahead.
I've been listening to your show, and you know what? I think you guys really hit on to something, and I'll tell you why. Whenever people want to engage in a political conversation, I always tell them I'm an independent, and that shuts them down cold. So I don't have to go through that nonsense political argument. And listening to you guys, I give you a lot of credit. Your guest, I didn't catch his name, I just tuned in. But, you know, that I think would be a great idea for other hosts, new hosts, who get a show, to name it something like the gentleman said, the no-label show, the no-name-calling show, the sticks and stones show, meaning sticks and stones may break my bones and names will never hurt me, that type of thing. And I think that will get more people to get away from their own ideology and to listen and to interact better rather than take a defensive posture. Like I said before, I've noticed when I tell people when they start talking politics, I tell them I'm an independent. It shuts them down cold. They don't know what to say. And I kind of like it because I don't like debating about politics because I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. You see what I'm saying, guys?
You know, you're bringing up something very interesting here that's scientific. When people speak, they're forming their reality and they're also talking about their reality from their deoxyribonucleic factor, their double helix, their DNA. They're changing their DNA, and their DNA has been changed by programming and indoctrination and propaganda all of their life. So they're really not speaking from their inner self. They're not really speaking from their inner self because they don't have an inner self. They have a shell.
Exactly.
They have a shell.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. They feel they have to belong to a group. Now, I'm independent-minded person, and shut them down because they don't know how to deal with me. They have to have an honest conversation. They can't go to one side or another. They have to be open, and I've noticed people just cannot do that. So I congratulate you, sir. I didn't catch your name.
I'm Kyler Davenport. You ought to see their face when I tell them I'm a political atheist. Oh, my gosh.
That's even better. See, when you name a show the political atheist show or the no-name-calling show or the no-labels show, I think that's a great idea because people will tune in just out of curiosity and they'll be more honest with you and with themselves. And then you'll get somewhere because,
people have differing opinions out there as to whether talk show hosts like V and I and the other crew should have an opinion, a strong opinion. There's a debate going on and has been going on for a long time, way before Coast to Coast, whether a host should have a strong opinion about something and run the show on that opinion. And I myself kind of play it both ways. I play both sides of the game, and I seem to be able to get by with it pretty good. So.
And you know what? And you know, I'm very opinionated myself, but I don't like to argue anymore because it's not getting anywhere. There's no.
No, it's not productive at all. No, thank you, sir, for calling. Thank you so much.
Yes, we're going to our station ID, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Coming at you live from Poland through Austin, Texas to the rest of the world. Yes. So we have our guesto here with us. And guys, if you want to call in and ask questions, please do so. And forget the name of your show. What was the name of your show again? Your podcast?
Pace and Freedom.
Pace and Freedom. Okay. Where can that be found?
What's that again?
Where can people listen to your material?
Yeah, so my podcast is on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, YouTube, and I just recently got on iHeartRadio and Pandora. And then you can also go to the website, paceandfreedom.com, and you can listen to all the episodes there as well.
Excellent. That's pretty cool, yes. So, what exactly do you plan on accomplishing with your show?
I think it's to give a platform for people to be heard, to be understood, be accepted. Because at the end of the day, everybody that I've ever talked to, and again, when I talk about people from different political spectrums, or different tribes, I guess political tribes, at the end of the day, all they want is their freedom, the freedoms that they find that it's important to them, protected and defended. And I think if everybody understood that, we would be a lot more open to just allowing people to exercise those rights and those freedoms without having to take somebody else's away. And the goal with this podcast is to have that platform for people to kind of, express their what freedom means to them, and to feel that that's accepted and that's understood, and that opens it up for them.
Do you tell your fans and your guests that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights has been suspended since 1933, and that we are all enemy combatants of the United States Incorporated? Do you let them know that?
I do not. Why not? I just never thought of not doing that. I should probably start doing that.
You should probably do some research on the War Powers Act and the Trading with the Enemy Act. The War Powers Act, Trading with the Enemy Act, and you'll find out that the Constitution has been completely suspended along with the Bill of Rights, and that this is a very factual-backed theory. This is not a hypothesis or a fiction or a conspiracy, and that we are all enemy combatants equally in the same pot. We're enemy combatants of the United States of America, and we don't have any rights if we're contracted in intercourse for commercial or non-commercial purposes of any kind. We are enemy combatants of the state, so everyone is equal. There are no Republicans or Democrats. That's just two wings on the same bird. So you should exactly. Let people know that, yes.
Definitely.
And also earlier, I mentioned that, and like I said, go check him out. It's Peace in Freedom, not And. If you guys are looking that up, find that on all those platforms, Spotify, YouTube, and so forth. I do realize why I called you a Marine and not a Navy man. And I'm sorry, that's a big, big negative that you don't do it, because I saw a movie today for the first time in years. It was It Man 4. It was awesome. They don't make movies like that anymore. And It Man just kicked a Marine's ass at the last second. So that's why I had Marine on my head. But I did want to ask you, speaking about military affairs, we have this really crazy thing going on in Richmond, Virginia this coming Monday. I'm sure you're well aware of it. The House and the governor, all houses of the Virginia legislature are now controlled by Democrats, and they're trying to put sweeping gun control laws in enactment. And as a military guy, I'm hearing there's going to be all these different law enforcement, national, local there, talks about false flags. There's talks about if this passes, should people turn in their guns? Should they comply? What's your take on this whole mess going on in Virginia?
The thing is, any person that swears an oath to the Constitution, regardless if it's suspended or not, the oath that I swore was to the Constitution and to support and defend it. And, any person, a police officer, a sailor, a Marine, a soldier, a Coast Guardman, anybody that swears an oath to the Constitution, I just ask them to uphold that. And if, the last few years that when I was in the Navy, I got to go be an instructor at the main place where all of the sailors go through, and that's over in Great Lakes, Transport Center Great Lakes. And the one thing that I really hammered down on to the sailors that have gone through me as having me as their instructor was that, you know, it's okay to question authority, you know, especially if you feel that there's something unlawful, something unconstitutional. And because that's your oath. Your oath is not to the person above you. The oath is not to the president. Your oath is to the Constitution and to defend and support it against all enemies, foreign, domestic. So, you know, whatever's going on in Richmond, if, you know, if any police officer is ordered to go confiscate guns from private citizens without due process and without, you know, warrant, I mean, shame on you if you obey that order, because you're going against your oath. You're breaking your oath. So, as that's me as a veteran, that's my opinion, and that's, you know, that's what I plead to any oath keeper, you know. And I know that's a dirty word for some people, but
well, they're working under, the way they get by with this is they're working under color of law, and they're working under rule of law and statutes and ordinances and policies and procedures and rules and regulations. And the Constitution, therefore, has been suspended, and they are working under maritime law in the courts, and they know that the Constitution has been suspended. A lot of people still believe that they're under the Constitution, that we still have these freedoms, but we do not. So you should change your way of thinking and do some research on the War Powers Act and the Trading with the Enemies Act. And I noticed you said even if the Constitution has been suspended. No, it has been suspended. And therefore, you need to change your way, I think, of thinking about this when talking to guests and bring this issue up and do a little more research into it. And I think it would be very exciting.
I mean, that's fine. If the Constitution is suspended, it doesn't affect an oath keeper. That's the thing. Like, regardless.
Well, yes, it does. Yes, it does, because they're an enemy combatant at this point. It does affect. There is no effect. They are an enemy combatant. Period. Period. They are a slave of the United States Incorporated. They are an enemy combatant. It does affect their oath, because the oath is null and void at this time.
I'll disagree with that. Regardless if it's suspended or not.
What do you think are some of the solutions? What are some of the solutions we can do? I mean, besides getting us to the critical mass, if it is, and I've heard other people talk about this as well, Kyler, what do you suggest we do to take this on? Because this is something I hear a lot of folks talk about.
Well, mainstream media is going to have to eventually pick this up one way or the other. There's going to have to be a very brave journalist or investigative reporter like myself come out. When I was with the World News, I didn't have all of this information in my research bank. But there's going to have to be somebody with some balls out there that's going to have to come forward, a journalist, and take a chance in the New York Times or the Chicago Tribune or the Wall Street Journal. They're going to have to take a chance. Alex Jones should have already done this, although he's been accused of being Mossad. His wife is Jewish. He's been accused of being pro-Israel and pro-Zionist, so he's not going to do it. So we need to find somebody with that kind of power and that kind of audience, 30 million people, and get this word out that the Constitution has been suspended, in fact, and let them do the research themselves, and let them look at the statutes, and let them look at the law, and the color of law, and the rule of law, and the maritime law, and also understanding common law, also understanding the difference in what is legal and what is lawful. After all, what does government mean? It means mind control in Latin, if you look it up. Gubernator, control.
I've been preaching that for quite a while, my friend.
Mental. Yeah, so it's all about mind control, and government is fiction. Government is a complete and total fiction. Complete and total fiction. And that's the last thing that I'll say on that.
I know we're talking about constitutionality, orders, and laws, and so forth. Constitutionality of all things aside, during your time serving, and even in retrospect now, did you see or hear any orders or hear about anything that seemed like maybe I mean, they might not be constitutional or just negative at all.
I mean, the thing is, a lot of people, you know, we don't teach civics anymore in public school, and a lot of people don't really understand how our government anyways works, most people that I talk to have not even read the Constitution at all. You know, they know that it exists, and they know it's there, and they know that it's part of our history, but they have never even bothered reading a single article out of it. And you get a lot of these people that come into the military. What they know about the military first coming in is what they see in the movies. You know, you have a superior, you follow their orders, you do as you're told, and you know, there's a chain of command, and that's how it works. And if you're told to go do something that is, you know, unconstitutional, well, they don't know any better because they don't even know what the Constitution is. So I've seen where I've had discussions with people, even people higher ranking than me or lower ranking than me, that, you know, well, the president, you know, ordered us here to the Middle East and we just have to do it. And I was like, okay, but have you ever questioned why? Like, why are we here in the Middle East? What are we defending? Are we defending the Constitution out here? You know, or is there another reason why we're here?
I agree with you, caller, so much. I agree with you, caller, so much. You're spot on when you say that more people should read the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Federalist Papers and all those documents that Payne signed and that Payne wrote. You're so right when you say that. They should be more educated to how the system works in order to counterbalance that or counteract that. They first need to know how the government works, how the deep state works, how the dark state works, how the cabal works, how the Illuminati might work, and how the New World Order works and the military-industrial complex. And most people just don't have that knowledge, and they don't have that time to research and study like we do that are disabled like me at home and study 18 hours a day on this thing. So I agree with you, caller, 100%. You're spot on. The Constitution should be in everybody's back pocket. And they do have those booklets that can be distributed.
Absolutely. I mean, and, you know, one of the things that I did as an instructor was have copies of the Constitution for my sailors. And, you know, I got a lot of, I admit, you know, I wasn't doing anything wrong by doing that, but I would get a lot of slack, and I never got in trouble for it because there's nothing wrong with doing that. There's no, like, policy for me to say, you know, that was put in place or any instruction or orders to say that I can't do that.
When you said you get a lot of guff, what does that mean?
You know, why are you doing this? You're telling our sailors that, you know, we're wrong. You're telling our sailors that maybe they shouldn't listen to what I have to say from other people that were the same rank as me or higher, you know? And I told them, no, that is not the case. Like, want our sailors to understand what they're doing here, what is their job in the service. So, but yeah, I would get that, you know, because it does cause people to question, and nobody wants to be questioned. When in the military, you know, there are times where you really don't want to be questioned because we are in situations where you could, you know, you have to be really on your toes. You just need to do, because if not, you die. And I can understand why you don't want to be questioned in those situations. But I would like to think that the sailors that we train, you know, that I trained, were smart enough to understand in what situation they are in and what needs to be questioned. And that is why it was important for me to get them, you know, these booklets of the Constitution and booklets about...
Well, we have a caller. Let's go ahead and get to the caller really quickly before we go on. Caller, are you there?
Yes, hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Davenport, I think that other gentleman makes a very, very good point, and I apologize. What is his name?
James?
The one who...
James.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Who?
Yeah, he made a very good point about we are all enemy combatants. Yes, we are. They put us in that category. That gentleman made a very, very fine point, and I didn't catch his name. But let
Tyler
me tell
Davenport.
You something. No, I know
Tyler
you're
Davenport.
Tyler Davenport. The other gentleman who mentioned that we're enemy combatants.
That was me.
That's Kyler.
Yeah.
That was me.
Oh, that was a great point. Now, the reason why I called back, and I thank you for taking my call a second time, by the way.
Yes, sir.
The point I was making before is we cannot allow people to pigeonhole us. Now, I happen to be, like I said, I'm an independent, but I happen to be a constitutionalist, okay? This is why I refuse to be called a conservative Republican because I feel half of them are full of crap in plain English. And the liberals I have no use for. But by the same token, honest show, to have an honest dialogue, I feel to reveal, stay away from these labels and engage and get these people to engage in an honest conversation and ask them these questions like you do, Mr. Davenport. And that is the way to get the ball rolling because, like I said before, people feel they need to belong to a group.
I think our guest brought up a wonderful point, civics class in school. I think our guest brought up a fantastic point, powerful point,
yep.
That they've stopped teaching civics in school, and they're changing our history books as we speak. I've been doing some research on the history books, and they're changing our history books also. And to fit the agenda of the New World Order. Yes.
Sir, everything they told us was a lie. I'm a voracious reader. I'm well aware that I had to educate myself to find out what's really going on, and it's not pretty.
Yes, sir.
But like I said, in order to engage people, Mr. Davenport hit on a good idea, because I shut people down most of the time. Because I refuse to be labeled. I refuse to belong to one camp or another. I just want the truth. Is it constitutional?
Yes.
Is it constitutional? Is it right? Is it good for the people of the United States? That's all I care about. And in order to engage people honestly, I feel you have to be independent. And I just wanted to bring that point across again. Like I said, the gentleman was very right when he said we're all considered enemy combatants, left, right, all of them. Some are useful idiots.
We have no protections whatsoever. The scariest part of all of this is we have no protections. And that terrifies me to no end. And I'm 63 years old, and I've been around the world a couple of times. And at this point in time, with the Constitution being suspended, the Bill of Rights being suspended, and us being under the War Powers Act and Trading with the Enemies Act, we have no recourse whatsoever, none. And this needs to change.
Sir, I'm only 3 years younger than you, and I know exactly how you feel because that's exactly how I feel.
Yes, sir.
I never thought I'd seen this day. I never thought I'd see people so violent in their opinions and such varied opinions. Remember back in the 60s
when Democrats were Democrats and they were poor and Republicans were Republicans and they were either upper class or rich and the commies were coming and we had to hide under our desk at school and that's all we ever knew. And things are so complicated now on the geopolitical universe that not even the socio-psychologists understand what's going on. I have so many scholars I talk to, they don't even know what's going on anymore, who's fighting who, what borders are being crossed, and what trade agreements are being done and why, and what's going on behind closed doors. If it's complicating our academians, my God, what is it doing to us as talk show hosts?
Yes, well, what they did was they played a very good mind control game on us for so long. And it's a shame that they divided people to where they can't even come to a mutual decision.
Yes, sir.
And that's what's really sad. And that's why I fear for this country. We're going to see communism coming here. And my relatives happen to escape
it's,
a communist
it's already,
country,
it's
by the
already,
way.
It's already here, sir. It's already here.
Yes, it
it's
is.
Already here.
My relatives escaped the communist country and came here in 1952. Thank God they're not alive to see it come back around again. And
Putin is a genius.
I think so, too.
He's a genius. And, you know,
everybody I'm not the only fan of Putin here, huh?
You know, everybody thinks Putin is the front, you know, the front cover guy for Playboy, you know, or Playgirl or whatever. But in Time Magazine, number one, you know, icon in the world. But he's still KGB, and he's a genius. He's a genius. And, you know, Khrushchev said, we'll take America without ever firing a shot. You know, that's
yeah, he
what
was
Khrushchev
right.
And they're doing that now with our schools, our education system, our healthcare system, and every other system that we have right now in the government, and every agency and every entity and every organization. And I'll shut up now. Thank you, V. Thank you, crew. Thank you, everyone, for letting me put in my two cents. And, guest, you're wonderful. I just love you. And you keep on doing what you're doing with your program, Peace and Freedom. And I'll be listening, and I'm sure V will, too, and the crew. You're wonderful. All of you are wonderful.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for your time. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you for calling in, caller.
Yes.
So, James, James Pace, everybody, please stay in contact with us. We want to support everyone with their own independent media because we got to band together. We got to make sure we have a collective consciousness that's based in reality and not the crap we see on TV and the pony show and being led around by the Gestapo, yeah, the SS police that trolls our country. So, anyways, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Rio Show. I'm your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with three eyes is king, so educate yourselves.
Like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home. We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.